USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats expressing great concern now that Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is overseeing the Russia investigation, which means it's no longer in the hands of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein since the resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions at President Trump's request. California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says that Russia investigation and Special Counsel Mueller need to be protected.
And we certainly got to see why that's so important within 24 hours of the election, when the president fired his attorney general and replaced him with someone who shows every sign of being the president's Roy Cohn, of doing the president's bidding.
Over 1,800 people gathered for a vigil in Thousand Oaks, California last night to honor the victims of Wednesday night's mass shooting at the Borderline Bar and Grill that left 12 people dead before the gunman killed himself. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Days after the elections and a U.S. Senate race in Florida remains undecided. The Republican Senate candidate and current Governor Rick Scott still holds a slim lead over incumbent Bill Nelson, but Scott's accusing some counties in the state of election fraud. Last night announcing he's suing Broward and Palm Beach counties over it.
I will not sit idly by while unethical liberals try to steal this election from the great people of Florida.
The incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson says in a statement that Scott's actions are, quote, politically motivated and born out of desperation. President Trump will be in Paris today with other world leaders commemorating the end of World War I. The ceremony will mark the 100th anniversary of the armistice, which brought an end to the war in 1918. It's a national holiday in France. The president will also meet with French President Emmanuel Macron at the event. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
More now on our top story, as there are some concerned about the chain of events that started with the resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions a couple of days ago. Rallies were held nationwide overnight where people were calling for action to protect the Russia investigation as protesters gathered in New York's Times Square, as well as outside the White House, in Baltimore, and in many other locations across the nation. The demonstrations, organized by a group called Nobody is Above the Law. It's a response to Matthew Whitaker's appointment as acting attorney general as he assumed control of the Russia investigation after the firing of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The group believes the president's move has crossed a line and violates the independence of the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 elections. And a fast-growing wildfire in Northern California is now up to 20,000 acres, but 0% contained. It's called the Camp Fire. It's forcing thousands of residents to evacuate near the town of Paradise, about 90 miles north of Sacramento. The acting governor, Gavin Newsom, issuing a state of emergency where over 29,000 customers are without power because of the fire, and several hundred structures have already been destroyed. Keep up with the news on the radio and on our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.